In November, Belmont Abbey College was one of the first institutions to sue the Obama administration over the provision. More lawsuits have followed. Last month, 43 Catholic groups filed similar lawsuits in one day. Employers in violation of the mandate face fines of $1,400 for each employee. That really upsets rally organizer Bryce Griffin.
It breaches the First Amendment Establishment Clause in drawing its narrow definition of what constitutes religious ministry. For example, Catholic charities that feed the hungry or tend to the sick or even Catholic schools would be forced to comply because the government says that they're not sufficiently religious.
The Obama administration has attempted to appease critics. First, it exempted churches from the rule, but not schools, hospitals, or other employers affiliated with religious groups. The administration has also offered to let religious-affiliated groups opt out, but in those cases, require that health insurance companies pay the birth control costs of employees. Neither option has been warmly received. Protester Charlie Magro of Charlotte says employees of Catholic organizations have a choice.
Well, they're free to get another job.
Catholic groups contend the requirement is a blow to religious freedom. They believe the government is forcing them to violate their religious beliefs, that it's a sin to use contraceptives. John O'Brien argues otherwise. He's president of Catholics for Choice and believes the government would in effect be endorsing religion if the Obama administration agreed to the demands of Catholic leaders. He also cites studies that show an overwhelming majority of Catholic women have used contraceptives.
But they've done that. They've failed to convince people not to use contraception. They're now trying to use their power that they have over social services, basically to inculcate their failed ideas into the lives of ordinary Americans.
The contraceptive mandate takes effect in August of 2013. For WFA News, I'm Kayla McMonagle in Charlotte.